Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning. You're listening to WVIK Quad Cities NPR. I'm Brady Johnson on this Monday, September 22nd. Political leaders from Illinois' past and present sat in the pews of Central Baptist Church in Springfield on Saturday to attend the funeral services of former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Jim Edgar regularly attended the church, which rang its bells as its family members carried his casket inside. Attendees included former Governor Pat Quinn and current Governor J.B. Pritzker. Pritzker says when he was first elected in 2019, he looked to Edgar for mentorship.
So every time we passed a balanced budget, like an excited kid to a parent, I'd say, look, I did what you said I should do. I passed a balanced budget. And then he'd say, good job, now do it again.
Edgar was a two-term Republican governor who led the state through much of the 90s. He died at 79 from complications of pancreatic cancer. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The USDA's September outlook indicates this year's U.S. corn harvest could set a record. Chad Hart is an Iowa State University Extension economist. He says the boost is largely due to more acres planted this year, rather than yields.
One of the things I am watching is that we know that there's some disease pressure, say, west of the Mississippi River that's been building, especially southern rust there. When we tend to look east of the Mississippi River, we are seeing more droughty conditions out there. And that dryness we know can have an impact later in the season for yields.
Hart says the USDA's report in October will reveal how much disease and drought affect U.S. corn production. As for trade, Hart says corn exports are running at a record pace despite the tariff turmoil. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd says colleges and universities shouldn't use Charlie Kirk's killing on a Utah college campus to limit speech. Byrd is warning higher ed institutions not to make it a reason for charging higher security costs for events.
I want to be sure that colleges and universities aren't going to use security costs to exercise an assassin's veto over conservative free speech on campus, that any security fee would be without regard to the message of the speaker, whether it's a conservative or a liberal, a political or non-political.
Her office also advises the Iowa Board of Regents in legal matters, and the board has directed ISU, UNI, and the University of Iowa to put some staff on administrative leave while their social media posts about Kirk are investigated. Byrd says the university staff investigations are related to alleged violations of employment policies. She says that's different from an individual free speech rights in the public square. Byrd made her comments on Friday during a taping of Iowa Press on Iowa PBS. You're listening to WVIK.